creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Puff Show.
He had come to see the show, and he had pretty much said that the show is funny, and he's like, it revolves around audience participation, and if you don't want to participate...
Get the fuck out.
The person who said that was Anthony Chase.
Okay.
But the other guy was also on the show with him, so they both were commenting. They both have the radio.
No, is this regular radio?
At WBFO.
Oh.
So, but they were very nice about it. They pretty much said that it was a fun
show.
That's
not Big Fetty online.
No.
they left entertained, but they said that this was something that...
It's interactive.
If you don't want to participate...
Mm-hmm.
You might not want to come.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fetty, online.
The show is funny.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1894 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday the 28th of April 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to try to catch up on some of Nosy Susan's Ask Big Fatty questions. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Glovey's Big Fatty going old school. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Poodle, how's your two? I say Tuesday going? Oh, Big Fatty, a B flat. Anyway, y'all, Monday. Monday, you know, first day of the week, Shalom Aleichem. It wasn't a bad day in the coal mine. I gotta say, it really wasn't a bad day in the coal mine. And let's see. After I recorded the show for Monday, y'all, it was pretty much time to go to bed on Sunday night, and y'all, so I took my go-to-bed pills. Big Fatty, you gotta take those go-to-bed pills. It's true. And y'all, I laid down, and I didn't fall asleep as quickly as I'd hoped that I would, but anyway, I got a decent night's sleep. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, I need some more sleep too. I probably need a little glass of sangria or something. Big Fatty, that's a last thing you need. Well, you know, I think I'm gonna go over to the Sam's Club and get me a couple more bottles of that sangria, because y'all, it's quite tasty. It's just quite tasty. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, what was I saying? We don't know. Y'all, I gotta say, y'all, do you follow Big Ricky? Do you follow Big Ricky on the Twitty or the FaceSpace? I don't know if he put this on the FaceSpace, but I'm gonna guess that he probably did. Y'all, Big Ricky, he put up a picture. He put up a picture. And I don't know exactly what he called it, but y'all, it was his display of his man sense.
Hey, that's vulgar.
It's, or his cologne, his colognes. And y'all, if he had one bottle of cologne, he must have had 30 bottles of cologne sitting on this display. I don't know if it was like on top of a dresser or on a tray or a shelf or something like that. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Big Fatty, all you have is that bottle of Old Spice, and that's it. And you know, Dr. Stone loves the Old Spice. Oh, does Dr. See, y'all, if you ever have an opportunity to meet Dr. Stone in person, y'all, put on your Old Spice, because there's nothing he enjoys more than a gentleman caller wearing Old Spice. But y'all, I just got sidetracked thinking about that picture of all that cologne that Big Ricky had on display. Big Fatty, he's got a stench of the day. That's it, stench of the day, Big Fatty. Y'all, I got to tell you, the stench of the day, Larry Cly and I, we walk over to the coal mine post office each day, there's always old people walking around. You know, they take the coal mine tour. You know, where they get to see the canaries, and you know, they get to They get to buy little pieces of coal in the gift shop, and, you know, they get to have the picture made with the miner's helmet on and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, it's Jungle Gardenia by Tuvache. I don't know if Big Ricky had a Jungle Gardenia by Tuvache, but y'all, if he didn't, he had everything but that. But anyway, so that's that. Betty, are you just gonna natter, or are you gonna do something important? Probably just now. Oh, Big Fatty, do something potent. Yeah, Gussie, y'all back over here at Spotty Big Fatty. And y'all, last time we were over here, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, Spotty Big Fatty, and his Easter bonnet. Big Fatty, you still got that hat with the eyeballs on it on your head. It's true. Daniel Scott Angel. Big Fatty, we hadn't heard from him in a month of Sundays. It's true. Daniel Scott Angel has Spotty Big Fatty. It says the boss working his way up Big Fatty's corporate ladder. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And y'all, Big Fatty is sitting on the boss's desk with his cooch out in the boss's area. Big Fatty, that Daniel Scott Angel, he knows where to find you, y'all. And then Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish, Northern Mexico, he's Spotty Big Fatty. He says, Big Fatty celebrating Administrative Professionals Day. And y'all, there's Big Fatty sitting at his manual Smith Corona. Big Fatty, do you have any carbon paper on that letter? Take a letter for me, Big Fatty. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, we're going to go back over here to questions from that nosy Susan. Big Fatty, we love nosy Susan. How far did we get? Big Fatty, we don't remember. When did you start your love of bacon? Y'all, I think we answered that when I was pulled from the womb. Big Fatty, tell us about Pride 48. Well, Lazy Susan, yesterday's little show had a lot about Pride 48. On it yesterday, but it's Pride 48 is the collection of podcasters, the gay and the gay friendly podcasters, and y'all, it's just sort of a collaboration where we all kind of support each other. And And every year we the first couple of years we did a 48 straight hours of podcasting, and y'all, then we realized fuck that. Big Fatty, anyway, we do a live weekend in June where folks can sign up with their little shows, and folks can just listen. And it's not continuous, but anyway, it goes on for a whole weekend, usually during Pride Month. And then we have our expo, which we have out in the Lost Wages. This year it's going to be the last weekend of August. Big Fatty, it's just lovely. Gussie, y'all, before I get back to more of Nosy Susan's questions, you know that Gus Chad, he had asked about the Spambassador, and I had made a statement that I thought that the Spambassador, that Spam was made up near where the Laughing Buddha, the official self-appointed Spambassador, the BFO, up where he lives. And Gus Chad wrote back and said, Hormel, which makes Spam, is in Austin, Minnesota. It produces about 6 million cans of Spam a year, which is probably why it smells horrible. Horrible. Big Freddy, you sound like Toppy smelling just horrible. In town, when it's being processed, I can believe that. The majority goes to J-Pan. Big Freddy, do you think Brian in the J-Pan eats the spam? Probably so. Or to the Hawaiian. Have you ever had spam sushi? Gus Chad, first of all, thank you so much for the comments, and yeah, he got a response. He got a response from Straight Bob, Straight Bob says, yes, I have had spam sushi. It would be on the counter at the 7-Eleven in the Hawaiian in the late 1980s. It was great after surf food. Big Fatty, only your straight boyfriend would go surfing and then go to the 7-Eleven and get spam sushi. Well, you know what? If it makes you look as good as Straight Bob does, Big Fatty, he's blushing now. Then go for it. Big Fatty, get me some while you're at it. Anyway, y'all, all right, let's just go back over here to the where is the Nosy Susan question? Is how long have you been a podcaster? Well, first of all, Nosy Susan, this is an excellent question. Excellent question. Y'all, by the way, y'all, do you know that Joey Bukkake? You heard him at the beginning of today's show. Y'all, he's doing a little show up there in the Buffalo. He plays a character called Betsy Carmichael, and Joey Bukkake told me that in the show, Betsy will ask questions of the audience. When people ask the questions, Betsy's first thing out of her mouth is, "That's an excellent question." It's an excellent question. As an homage, it's an homage to the BFO. Yes, Big Freddy. How long have you been a podcaster? Well, this is the 8th year I've been doing the BFO, and before that, I was on the Little Fatty Cast. And Susan, the Little Fatty Cast, I don't know if you heard yesterday's little show or not, but the Little Fatty Cast is celebrating, it was started about 10 years ago this June. And so y'all, we're going to have a comeback episode. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. It probably will be vulgar. It'll be Larry H. Vader and myself. And y'all, we'll give you a taste of the old Little Fatty Cast, and y'all, especially some of you older listeners out there, get in touch with old Vader, and maybe send him a phone call or something like that to be included in that retrospect. Big Fatty, such a big word. It's true. It was just kind of a silly show. It was Larry H. Vader and myself, and y'all. It was as many music and sound effects and all as Big Fatty has on the BFO. The Little Fatty Cast was nothing but sound effects. I mean, y'all, we must have had 40 or 50 regular sound effects that we would use. Big Fatty, is that all? And that's going to be coming back as part of the big Pride 48 weekend in June. So Nosy Susan, mark that on your calendar. Lacey Susan then asks, what day did you exit the birth canal? This is an excellent question, Lacey Susan. As you know, the Vons, has a celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up on May the 7th. Big Fatty, what does that have to do with you? Well, I'd just like to make that known because she's much, much older than I am. And I just want to point out how much older she's damn near got one foot in the grave. Anyway. She's got a celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up on May the 7th. And Big Fatty, actually, we were speaking of Dr. Stone a little bit earlier. Big Fatty, were we? I don't know if we were or not, but anyway, Dr. Stone has a celebration of exiting the birth canal one day prior to Big Fatty, and Brian from the Game Night Gals shares a birthday with Big Fatty, along with former President Herbert Hoover. Big Fatty, we all born on the same day? No, it's a different year. I think he was a couple of years younger than me. But anyway... and that day for Big Fatty and Brian is August the 10th. And that means that Big Fatty, that means Dr. Stone is August the 9th. It's true. And and y'all, basically, there are a lot of birthdays in August. I think I read somewhere that more people are born in August than any other month. Don't take my word for it on that, but it seems like I read that somewhere. Big Fatty, let's just go with it. All right, we'll go with it. And that's mainly because there's lots of fucking going on in November. Big Fatty, what else is there to do except eat turkey? That's true. So that's when I exited the birth canal. And y'all, the final Ask Big Fatty question from Nosy Susan says, do you have a name for the Ford Escape? And, you know, Lacey Susan, Big Fatty, it's Nosy Susan. Nosy Susan, you've saved the best for last. The most excellent question. Do you have a name for the Ford Escape? And it's true, I do have a name for the Ford Escape. I call it the Ford Escape. Big Fatty, you silly! Nosy Susan up there in the car lot, I hope that answers some of your questions. Now, Nosy Susan, you need to tell us a little bit more about Big Fatty. What's wrong with Squeaky Gentleman Cola? I think he was just... I don't know. I think you ought to tell us a little bit about Nosy Susan. And y'all, there was somebody in Gavin's chat room. Their screen name started with an A, and I want to say it was like Alexi or something like that. I said, well, who are you, Alexi? They said, oh, I'm a lurker. I said, oh, a lurker. Does that mean you listen to the BFO? Yes. And, so Alexi is a lurker. And, Alexi, you need to tell us, Big Fatty, is that Timmy Sims's dog? No, that's Lexi. It's not Alexi. Alexi, you need to tell us a little bit. You know, we're probably going to be having a lurker week coming up here pretty soon, where, you know, hopefully Big Fatty can get some voice letters or e-letters or comments from lurkers. Y'all, you know, being a lurker is fine and all, but participating is fun too. Big Fatty, and it gives you content. God knows you need as much as you can get. Well, it's true. And if you're lurking, maybe think about de-lurking a little bit. Big Fatty. Odagasi, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, you know, when I was recording the little show for Monday, y'all, I was getting the testimony, not the testimonies, I was being hit on the dating site by the other flight attendant. Well, y'all, he hit me up again on a Monday morning. He says, "Big Fatty, I'm so sorry. I did not see your testimony. I mean, your message on Sunday night. But I'll be back soon, and we'll get together then." I said, "Yes." And so, y'all, you know, I just got to say, Big Fatty is hopefully going to be flying the friendly skies. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from the Cocktails and Kerfuffles. And Donna Sugars, what did you think of today's show?
The show is funny.
Oh, yes, it's always a barrel of monkeys.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.